Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Ayin Ches, Gittin 78a, pagination 155, starting from the Mishnah on the third wide line. Omar Lo, if the husband tells the wife, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, accept this IOU. In other words, he's handing her the get, but he doesn't let her know that that's what he's doing. The Mishnah says, Eino get, it's not a get, ad she yomar la, until he tells her, Hey giteich, this is your get. Now, at first glance, what this Mishnah is telling us is that such a nesinas haget is absolutely not valid. And if you wanted it to be valid, you would have to give it again with the words, Hey giteich, this is your get. And the question, of course, is why would that be the halacha? And one would think, presumably, the reason that that is the rule is because the woman needs to know, as she is receiving the get, everything has to be above board, and she has to know that she is being divorced. Now, that understanding of this Mishnah becomes problematic, because there is a different Mishnah in Gittin Nun Hei Amad Aleph, a daf earlier in the same Masechta 55a on the fourth line, Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada al hachireshes sheisiya avia shehiyotze beget. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada said testimony about Jewish tradition that a deaf-mute woman who got into the marriage originally because her father married her off, so it's a regular biblical marriage, and now the husband wants to divorce her. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada tells us a tradition that he could divorce her, and the working assumption of that ruling is that a woman does not need to understand that she is receiving the get. As the Gemara explains, Amar Rava, Rava said, Me'idusa sh'Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, from this testimony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada that you could divorce a deaf-mute woman, the following emerges. Omar la'edim, if he told witnesses, Ru'u get ze sha'ani no sein la, look, here is the get that I'm about to give her. V'chaza v'omar la, and then he tells her, a regular woman, Kinsi shtar chov ze, accept this IOU, which sounds very much like the Mishnah by us, where he's tricking her into receiving the get. Harezu megurashes, Rava says, it is a good gerushin. Milo Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada lo bo'inan daita. Because from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada's ruling by a deaf mute, we realize that we don't need her intent to make a gerushin effective. Hachanami lo bo'inan daita. Similarly, over here, we don't need her intent as long as she received the get that the husband gave her, even if she didn't understand at the time that it was her get, it still works. And the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. And the Gemara answers, Mahu detema, I would have thought, Kevon de Omar kinsi shtar chov ze betule batle, I would think that since he said to her, accept this IOU, that in effect, he was being mevatel, he was nullifying his intent for it to be a get, and is just tricking her, or making fun of her, or giving her a get that's not really a get, almost like a torture. but we don't have his intent. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, what we're coming to tell you is that im isa devatlei le'edim hava omar lehu. If he wanted to be mevatalit, he would have let the edim know that he's being mevatalit. V'haydika omar hachi, and therefore, since he told the edim that it is a get, but it's only to the woman that he's saying this, mishum kisufa, it's that he's embarrassed to let her know that it's a get, that he's divorcing her. And therefore he said, accept this IOU, which we understand in the world of emotions and derech eretz is really not nice. It's a little bit like breaking off a relationship by a text message. He can't say it to her face, I'm divorcing you. But nevertheless, we have an explanation for his behavior. And he does indeed intend to divorce her, as he told the witnesses. And what he said to her can be disregarded. So we have a number of things that are playing out over here. Number one, do we need the intent of the woman? So when we first read our Mishnah on Ayin Ches, we thought, I guess we need the intent of the woman. And that's why if he said, here's an IOU, it didn't work. But then we went to Daf Nun Hei, and Rava's quite emphatic. The Gemara really takes it pshita. This is an obvious thing, that we don't need her intent in order for the get to work. So then, what else is playing a role over here if we don't need her intent? So, number one, it's clear that we need his intent. And if he would be mevatel, if he would change his mind, then indeed it would not be a good get. And another factor that exists, which is mentioned by Tosfos on our daf, the last three lines of Tosfos on our page, sheteida shehi migureshes, she needs to know that she is divorced, velote choseres, so that she doesn't go back to his house thinking that she's still married. Debo inon, because we need, as part of the gerushin package, shehi mishalcha ve'eno choseres, that it's a case that she was sent away, and she knows she was sent away, and she doesn't come back. So what's left over here appears that there's really nothing wrong from a halachic perspective of the validity of the get if he says to her, here is an IOU, and she gets tricked into taking the get, provided that, number one, it's clear to us that he intends it as a get, and he wasn't being mevatalit with those words, it's an IOU. And number two, it has to be a case where she is notified that it's a get, so that she is mishulachas, she's sent away as a result of this activity of the get. Taking a look at Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Kuf Lamed Vov, Se'if Hei, writes, Tzorich sheyitnenu la b'toras gerushin, he has to give it to her as a get. Avlam nosna la b'toras shi shtar chov, but if he gave it to her as a shtar chov document, ena megureshes, that would not be a good gerushin. Elo im kain, unless yodia le'edim batchila, he notified the edim before he gave it that he's giving it as a get. And then, why did he say shtar chov? The Gemara on Daf Nun Hei explained, mishum kisufa, because he's embarrassed. The Rama writes, uvilvad, but this could only work if the woman knows that she was niskarsha, that she was divorced, sheha edim magidim la achakach, that the edim notify her afterwards that she received her get. Interestingly, if we go back to our Mishnah, Omar lo, if a man tells his wife, Kinsi shtar chov ze, accept this IOU, eino get. It's not a get. At she yomar lo, until he tells her, Hey giteich, behold, it is your get. Interestingly, one can go back to this Mishnah after we remember the Gemara on Nunhei and the way these poskim are understanding the sugya, and it's possible that if he notified the Edom before, let's say, that he intends to give a get, gives it to her as a shtar chov, and she discovers that it's a get, and he notifies her then, indeed, it's a get. Indeed, that was my intent. Indeed, I was tricking you when I said the word shtar chov. And he or the Edom would notify her as such, then we're paskening that indeed it would be a get. Obviously, this is quite complex, and a number of significant arguments in the poskim exist regarding these cases, but on a basic level, to resolve the Mishnah on Ayin Ches, our Mishnah, with the Gemara on Nun Hei, this is the way the Mechaber proceeds regarding this topic. One observation is that we don't divorce a woman against her will. That's a takana that existed from later, and therefore that too would have to be taken into account before we would proceed with such activity. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.